Okay, continue learning the dinim of Sfiras HaEmer, what you're allowed to do during the Emer in Nas. The Gemara says that Rabbi Akiva had 24,000 students, and he died during the days of the Omer. Now it says in Halacha that he died in 33 days. All the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva died. Why did they die? Shalinogu covered Zebezeh, which simply means they didn't respect one another. Which, as Rebbe asks, is difficult to understand because Rabbi Akiva, their teacher, was the one that said that loving your neighbor as yourself is the golden rule. So how can he not instill that within them? So the Rebbe explains briefly that the sin of them is they did respect one another, but each one of them had their own unique way of serving Hashem. And they maintained really, truthfully, that their way of serving God was the best. And therefore, they wanted, because they loved each other, they wanted everybody else to do it their way because they really thought that's the best way of doing it. And therefore, they didn't... They didn't respect the other person's ways of serving Hashem. What?
Why did they follow their rabbi?
Huh?
Why did they follow
they did. They did because they felt that because I love you and my way is the best, I want you to do it my way because I love you.
But what about Rebbe's way?
Huh?
But
Rabbi Akiva was general. There were 24,000 different ways of doing things. Anyway, so therefore, they died in 33 days. But there's an argument in Halacha, there's two opinions in Halacha. When do the 33 days start and end? One opinion starts from the beginning of the Omer until Lag BaOmer. And after Lag BaOmer, they stop dying, and therefore the laws of the mourning period stop. Other opinions say it starts from the second day of Iyar. Nisan they didn't die. They started dying in the second day of Iyar until Erev Shavuos. Okay? So there's two opinions basically. When the 24,000 students died, when do we have this mourning, mourning period for the students of Rabbi Akiva? One opinion says from day one of the Omer until Lag BaOmer, and therefore many people have a custom after Lag BaOmer, there's no more laws of mourning. They make weddings, they listen to music, they take care, because we'll see the dinim. And other opinions say, no, it starts in the second of Iyar, and it goes all the way to the end of the Omer. Now, it says in Halacha, you know, you could do this, you could do that, but one thing is for sure, you can't take both leniencies. According to Kabbalah, we do both strictnesses. And as we keep the whole Omer, except Lag BaOmer. Lag BaOmer, they stop dying, it's Yortzid of Rashbi, the Hilul of Rashim BaYochai, that's the Arminig, is that we keep all of Sfira. We'll soon see what you're not allowed to do. Now, obviously, Moshe, listening to music, which you're not allowed to do during Omer, Chol HaMoed, it is allowed to listen to music, even though we count the beginning of the Omer from that days. So let's discuss what you're not allowed to do during the Omer. You can't take haircuts. We're going to get into the details. You can't take haircuts. You can't listen to music. You can't get married. The custom is you don't make a shechianu, and new clothing and new fruits during the Omer, except on Shabbos, which is I can't say recent because it's a long time already. But in Chabad, the custom for many, many years was that we didn't do it even on Shabbos. And then the Rebbe revealed in the Yechidus to the chief rabbis of Israel at that time that Chabad minig is that we do make a shechionu on Shabbos during the Omer. Okay, but let's go into the.
How about the Chol HaMoed if you need it for the Moed?
To do what?
To make a shechionu or get new clothing.
That's a separate issue, B'chlal, if you're allowed to buy clothing during Chol HaMoed. That's a separate. If you need it, then you're allowed to buy it. And Chol HaMoed, you can still make Shechion. The laws of Sfira don't apply during Chol HaMoed. I mean, you can't take a haircut anyway during Chol HaMoed. You can't get married Chol HaMoed anyway. So the other laws of the Omer don't apply. Yeah, but there's a big machlekes in Halacha, even Lag BaOmer. When can you get married? Can you get married the night of Lag BaOmer? Or only during the day of Lag BaOmer? And the Rebbe didn't want, even though many poskim hold, that the laws of Lag BaOmer really begin at night, but the Rebbe said they shouldn't do weddings at night, they should only do it during the day. But many times they did weddings even the night of Lag BaOmer also. What were you saying?
Why do you do
We always do. Because it's the doubt of the day. No, I said Yom Tov is not a problem. Chol HaMoed you can make Shechiyonu. Yom Tov you can make a Chol HaMoed you can make Shechiyonu. Okay, now you can, 1 second. During the Omer you can get engaged, make a Shidduch, and you can even have a L'chaim, like they call it, a Vart, or, you know, engagement party, but no music.
Huh? You want to stake your claim?
Yeah. Okay. What? Any clothing that don't demand a Shechiyonu, you couldn't buy during the Omer. And if it's clothing that does demand a Shechiyonu, even though many people today don't make Shechiyonu on clothing, but still they would wear it for the first time on Shabbos. That's different customs, I said. Some people, I'll give you an example. The Sephardic world goes from Aleph of the Omer until Lag BaOmer. A lot of the Litvisha people, to the Litvisha Yeshivisha world, they'll make weddings in this and even on Rosh Chodesh Iyar, they'll also make weddings. Our custom is not to. The only time we do make weddings is, and that also came out later, is in Shleishis Yimei HaGbolah, the 3 days before Shavuos, we also make weddings.
So we never made a Shechiyonu on a piece of clothing, makes no difference for us.
Correct. Okay, next. By the way, it says in Halacha, you're not allowed to make, do both leniencies. But it's an interesting thing. Poskim write, what happens to a musician that makes his parnassah, makes his livelihood by playing music? So he's allowed to rely on both leniencies. But from Rosh Chodesh Iyar, Beis Iyar, until Lag BaOmer, there's no opinion that says you're allowed to. So then he wouldn't be able to play at a wedding. But he could rely on the one opinion until the second of Iyar that he could play music. And after Lag BaOmer, he could rely on the opinions that say he could play music. But those 2 weeks, or 2.5 weeks, 2 weeks plus, from second of Iyar until Lag BaOmer, everybody says, according to all opinions, he can't have weddings, so therefore he shouldn't play. Okay, then that looks like this. Okay, you're not allowed to take a haircut between Pesach and Shavuos, depending on the customs of the people, whether it's... That's,
what about people who shave for work and stuff?
People that shave for work, so there are leniencies if a person needs it for panosa. They should, as the expression says, Yasa Shai L'Chochem, but a Mesh has a tshuva, if you really need to for work, then you could do it. Yeah.
Haircut or shaving?
Huh? No, shaving. Yeah. What happens, it happens a lot of times, kids come home from yeshiva with long hair and they forgot to take a haircut. Okay, so Chol HaMoed you're not allowed to take a haircut. Anyway. But it's a big problem when I'm taking a haircut during Sfira.
What if you let out of jail?
If you let out of jail, then you could take, when, on Chol HaMoed? So then, Chol HaMoed, wise, you could take a haircut, but not because of Sfira. Unless you go by the opinion that starts in the second of Iyar until it's Shavuos, then you could. Somebody let out of Sfira, let out of jail, they should ask a Shaila.
Sure.
More than one Shaila, I think they should ask. Huh? If they could take a haircut, what the story is. But Lamashul, women could shave their legs, or if a woman has to go to mikveh, she can cut her hair. I mean, those things that the Tzedek Mitzvah is not a problem. Huh? No, they're supposed to bald their heads anyway, so what's the difference? If their head's bald, there's no problem. Upshenish you don't make during Sfira. You push it off until Lag BaOmer. And if a kid, in other words, if a kid was born even the second day Pesach, whatever, the first day Pesach, you have to wait until Lag BaOmer. And if they're born after Lag BaOmer, our custom is we wait until Erev Shavuos. Because we don't cut. It's interesting, Chol HaMoed Sukkos, where there's no Sfira, so if a kid's birthday, is during Chol HaMoed, or let's say the first day Sukkos, or second day Sukkos, or Chol HaMoed Sukkos, that many people have a custom, even Chabad, that they do an up Sharonish, because the reason why you're not allowed to take a haircut Chol HaMoed, which refers to Sukkos and Pesach, forget Svira for a minute. The Mishnah says that certain people, you're not allowed to take haircuts on Chol HaMoed. Why? For a very practical reason. Chol HaMoed people didn't work. So people Chol HaMoed had more time. Before Yom Tov, everybody's busy. You know, Sukkot, you're busy building a Sukkah, Lulav and Esrig, and Pesach, you're crazy, B'chal Pesach, you know, getting ready for Pesach. So what people used to do in the time of the Mishnah, before the Mishnah, they would say, you know what, I don't have time before Yom Tov. Chol HaMoed, I'll have plenty of time, I'll take a haircut. So the Chumash said, then you're not allowed to take a haircut, Chol HaMoed. Why? Because we don't want you going to Yom Tov with long hair. We don't want you to go until Yom Tov with long hair. So therefore, if you didn't take a haircut before Yom Tov, you're not allowed to take a haircut Chol HaMoed. Therefore, the Mishnah says, Eile Megalchem B'mayid. Certain people could take a haircut Chol HaMoed. Which ones? People that was impossible for them to take a haircut before. Like a guy was sitting in jail, and he gets a Chol HaMoed Sukkos, right? So he couldn't take a haircut before he was in jail. Or a guy that came from overseas, whatever, a situation where you can't take a haircut, right, before, so then you're allowed to take Chol HaMoed. So if you have a minig of upsharonish, that before the third birthday, you don't cut the hair, so he couldn't take a haircut before. So Chol HaMoed Sukkos is similar to the case of a guy that was in prison or whatever it was, where he wasn't allowed to take. But Chol HaMoed Pesach has a different problem because of Omer, because of Sfiras Omer. And you don't take haircuts in Sfiras Omer. So then they push off the upsharonish until Lag B'Omer, if the kid's born after Lag B'Omer, they do it in Erev Shavuos. Huh? Up he didn't. If a guy got out of jail and he wasn't able to take a haircut. Yeah, but today in jail you could take a haircut with an expensive hairstyle in the country club jails. You could take good haircuts there. Okay. Okay, that's about haircuts. 1 second. Okay, now, you're allowed to make parties during the Omer as long as you don't have music.
Doesn't so, matter what kind of music.
Huh?
Acapella music.
Acapella is interesting. Acapella is a machlekes in contemporary poskim, if that's called music or not. Like, what's his name? The one that just passed away, Avoznin, and his Chuvis writes, acapella, you're not allowed to play during Sfira or during the 9 day, the 3 weeks. Because it says zil basa time. It sounds like music. And you're not allowed to listen to music because it's enjoyment. So he says acapella, but the chassidish world they make with acapella. Especially during the Omer. The Omer halachically is much more lenient in the laws of mourning than it is the 3 weeks. The 3 weeks are the Sfardim, the 9 days from the Shchedish of till Tisha B'Av. That's because it was Mamish L'Churb Meis HaMikdash. Shia wasn't as bad. It was 24,000 students of Rabbi Kiva died. It's also very bad. The main problem with the students of Rabbi Kiva dying, the Gemara says, Vayayelim Shamim. The world was desolate from Torah. The world was empty. These were the students that Rabbi Kiva had five Talmidim that he rebuilt the entire Torah with after the 24,000 students died.
Can't you say they created the problem themselves? I mean, we can't change that anymore. I mean, it's their fault, but they're blaming what they
We're not blaming them. The fact that it was a sad time in Jewish history. The Torah almost was forgotten. The Torah became almost forgotten. So if it wouldn't have been for Rabbi Kiva and his five students that rejuvenated Torah would have been forgotten. So it's a sad historical moment. What's unique in Yiddishkeit, by the way, historical sad events last eternally, forever. You know, Churban Beis HaMikdash happened 2,000 years ago. We're still mourning over it. Rabbi Kiva's students died also right after the Churban Beis HaMikdash. So it was 1,800, 1,900 years ago. We're still mourning because historical events that happened means it's that time of the year where these decrees happened is a sad time. The day itself is a sad day. You know, 5,775 years ago, there were two people called Adam and Eve. And they sinned by eating an apple or whatever, or a grape. Well, apple b'chal doesn't say. Esrig, wheat, grape, fig, whatever it was, yeah? Apple doesn't say b'chal. So, what, we're still suffering today from it. Why should we suffer because these people ate wheat or grape or fig? 5,775 years ago, we're still suffering today. Because what we do affects all future generations. Bottom line. Oh, yeah.